The prolonged below-freezing temperatures this winter have sent frost as deep as 6 feet underground, lower than usual. And the result is a lot of frozen pipes. Cities, towns, and villages across the region are reporting problems with frozen water systems. And this long cold stretch has been hard on farmers, too. Sarah Harris reports on how the North Country is coping with the deep freeze.
Kevin Terreal is a dairy farmer in Canton, and he's tired of winter, in part because it's making his work harder.
The biggest issue for most of us is frozen manure.
Like a lot of dairy farmers, the Terreals use an automatic manure scraper. It looks like a big anchor. It's attached to a cable, and it drags along the barn floor, pulling manure towards a pit.
Yep. Oh, cow, look out, your legs.
No, they step right over it. Yeah. They're used to it.
Huh. Oh, yep, here it comes.
In the cold weather, Terreal says manure builds up on the cables. The wheels freeze. The machine squeaks.
Worst case scenario is the scrapers break, the drop pits fill up with manure and don't flow out.
Ugh.
Luckily, that hasn't happened here. But the prospect of frozen manure worries dairy farmers across the North Country. Terreal says another problem is that regular chores just take longer in the cold. He takes me over to another barn, what he calls the maternity ward. We can't get in one door. It's frozen. And so is the cow's water trough.
This water bucket right here is the worst one for freezing up, and we got to chop holes in the ice all the time.
And Terreal says with these low temperatures, it's really important to keep newborn calves dry and warm. When they're born, they're soaking wet, and you don't want them to freeze. So the calves go into a little blue box.
It's a calf warming box, but we call it the hot box. It works like a hairdryer, and it's just got a electric heater in.
Terreal opens it up. Two baby calves are nestled inside.
Hello, little calves.
And they just sit on a grate, and the warm air is forced underneath them and warms them up, and they hang out for a few hours, and then they're ready to go up to the other barn.
How old are these guys?
They were born this morning.
And it isn't just farm life that's hard in the cold. Villages across the region are struggling with frozen water systems.
And in the last 14 days, we've had over about 35 frozen water service laterals.
That's Hassan Fayad, superintendent of public works for the village of Messina.
So the people, when they turn on their faucets, they have no water. So we end up having to go and try and help them out.
Fayad says some water mains have frozen too, and fixing them means working outside in the frigid temperatures.
In order to repair them, what we had to do was dig through the frost and expose the pipe and the break and then make our necessary repair on that line.
Scott Thornhill runs public works for the city of Ogdensburg. He says they're struggling with the same issues, but there was one ray of hope on a particularly cold day.
We had a very nice lady bring in, as the two shifts were leaving, one was coming in and one was leaving, a lady who was appreciative of the service brought them donuts and bagels.
Temperatures are supposed to climb into the high 20s by next week. But until then, officials say to be smart about freezing pipes. 17 towns suggest residents leave their water trickling, just in case. For WRVO News, I'm Sarah Harris.